Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey there, it's Dr. Dave, and welcome back to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show where I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. More than that, even. Yeah, more than that. And you're going to hear a little bit of background noise today because I am actually out on the street in one of my favorite cities in the world, New York City, Manhattan. I'm broadcasting live from the streets of Manhattan. I've got a great show for you today. I've got to get right into it because the topic is crazy. So here's what led me. The topic is about weight, your weight, the scale. Should you weigh yourself, measure yourself? Should you care if you're heavy? Should you care if you gain weight? The reason this whole thing started is because yesterday, I was on a Facebook group. I think it was a vegan Facebook group, and some woman wrote into the group asking for help, and she said something like she's trying to eat right, but she's noticed over the past few months she's gained a lot of weight, and as a matter of fact, she weighs the most she's ever weighed. What should she do? She asked for this advice, and some of the responses that came in, I got to admit, I was appalled. Now, I mean, I know we're living in a world today, at least in the U.S., we're living in a world that some people think that everybody's a winner, everybody should get a medal, everybody deserves a trophy, no matter how horrible you are, everybody deserves to be a winner, because some of these responses were something like, I'm just paraphrasing, I'm just kind of recreating from what I remember, but something like, oh, don't worry, you're still a great person inside, the number on the scale doesn't mean anything, don't worry about the scale, don't weigh yourself, you're beautiful inside and out. And I'm thinking, this is making me sick. This is making me ill because this woman is getting such horrible advice from people saying not to worry about the number on the scale, not to worry if you're the heaviest you've ever been in your life. Don't worry about that. You're still a beautiful person. That is such horrible advice. I was just in disbelief, incredulous, as they say. Now, let me back up for a second because I want to be very clear. I do believe this woman was probably a great person, and she probably has a great heart and a beautiful person inside, of course. But to have somebody say to her, don't worry about the number on the scale, it doesn't mean anything, or you're still a beautiful person, don't worry, that's crazy advice. It's ridiculous, and you're not helping that woman out, because it is a fact that when you're overweight, when you're obese, it's a medical fact that you stand a much greater chance of getting diseases like heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, stroke. What else? Let's see. Knee problems, joint problems. When you're very, very heavy, your frame can only support so much. And I can say this from firsthand experience, having two parents, they're up in age right now, but they're both overweight, and they're actually seeing the results of being overweight for a long time. They're experiencing health problems, and let me just tell you something, it's not fun. So for somebody to tell this poor woman who's reaching out and asking for advice, don't worry about the number on the scale, it's only a number, and you're still beautiful. I mean, okay, the person probably is a great, beautiful person, yes, but she needs help. And by telling her, or if I would ever tell you not to worry about the number on the scale, it would not be doing you a service. And I'm here to help people. I'm here to teach people. I'm here to inspire people. And I want to make people feel good, but I also want to tell the truth. And the truth is, heavy weight kills. It's just the truth. I'm not God. I don't try to play God. I can't change the rules. But it's been shown in study after study after study, when you're overweight, you stand a much greater chance of getting diseases. Now, does that mean that every overweight person is going to get a disease? No, just the same as every smoker does not get lung cancer. But I don't know about you, I like to play the odds, and I know that being thin and moving my body and eating plant-based foods and not eating processed foods and not eating junk and limiting sugars, limiting oils, limiting salt. I know when I do that, it's not a guarantee for long life. It's not a guarantee to be free of disease. I realize that, but it is almost like an insurance policy. First of all, you look and feel better. I would challenge anybody to tell me that I'm not against obese people. Don't put words in my mouth here. My parents are both way overweight and I love them to death. But I would challenge anybody to tell me that an obese person looks better and healthier than a slim person. I would challenge that. I just don't think it's true. There are so many problems that come along with obesity. There's so many problems. So again, I think one of the problems is that we're living in a world, and I think it's evidenced in schools when kids are in gym class and they're running races and everybody should get a medal. Even the person that comes in last place, they should get a medal. They should be called a winner. Well, guess what? That's not the way it is. That's just not, everybody does not deserve a medal. Everybody does not deserve a trophy. When I was growing up, the winners, the people that came in first place, the people that were top in the best in the class, they're the ones that got rewarded. It wasn't everybody. The person that came in last place in my high school class, the person that had the lowest GPA in my high school class, was not valedictorian. I mean, they might have been a great person, but they weren't. They did not get a trophy, or they did not get recognized for being valedictorian in the class. I'm sorry, but we've gone like so far. We've gone too far in this country to make sure everything is like totally politically correct, and we have to watch what we say. And everybody's a winner. I know I'm going on a rant today because I that post on Facebook, the post and the comments that came after that just drove me crazy. And I see so much of that these days. We're afraid to say it like it is, people. We are afraid. So I'm going to tell you right now. First of all, I appreciate you being my listener, number one. I love you. No matter what kind of health you're in, no matter what you're eating, no matter what your weight is, I love you. But for me to say that you're doing it right, and you look great if you're 500 pounds, I mean, I'm just not going to say that because I still love you, but that doesn't mean, and you know as well as I do, if you're 500 pounds, unless you're 20 feet tall, if you weigh 500 pounds, you could do better than that. You don't look so great. You know that. Come on. You know that. I don't have to tell you that. So, oh my God, and I just did a Periscope broadcast a few minutes ago, and I had people from all over the world, and I was talking about things, and people started calling me, like, they started asking if I'm a racist, if I hate people, why I'm so angry, and I'm the funny thing is they don't know me, because I'm not angry, and I'm not a racist. What I have to say has nothing to do with somebody's skin color, or their religion, or their sexual preference, or anything. You know, I think people that think I'm like that, think I hate, they just don't know me, because you, as my listener, know that I end every show or as many shows as I can saying I love you. And it's true. If you're a listener of mine, if you're a friend of mine listening to my advice, even if you don't agree with me, I still love you. It's okay. It's okay. I'm all about peace. I'm all about equality. But still, and I'm sorry if there's a lot of background noise. Like I said, I'm in the middle of Manhattan, and there's crazy stuff going on. I mean, people walking down the street, just wheeling all kinds of loud things, and there's machines. It's not like my home where I live in a very rural area, and the only sounds are like the sounds of deer running by, and an occasional car. It's a totally different world in Manhattan and New York City. And I know I had a show last week or the week before, and I talked about how I love Colorado and how it's so peaceful and beautiful. But I like a lot of different things, and although I don't love the noise, I do love the hustle and bustle of New York City. I think it really is one of the coolest cities in the world. I've been to most major cities in the U.S. I've been to I've been to Tokyo quite a bit, and I love Tokyo, Japan. But there's something about New York City, probably because it's in my homeland, that I just love New York. So if you are listening to me from another country, if you're not in the U.S. and if you've never been to the U.S., I'm going to recommend you come pay us a visit. Come visit us and come to the coolest city in the world, New York City, especially Manhattan. I mean, New York City is made up of five boroughs. Manhattan is only one of them, but it's my favorite one just because it's kind of the one that I think most people, when they talk about New York City, most people think of Manhattan as New York City. And I apologize to Staten Island, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens. I apologize to you guys because I love you all too. But when people from, you know, from all over the world come to New York City, I think they just kind of think about Manhattan as quote unquote New York City. So I'm way off on a tangent now. Sorry about that. I just, you know, when I talk and I don't have, I usually these days, I don't have any written agenda. You know, I speak from my heart. I speak from my heart, and you can ask me any questions you want, and I will tell you the brutal, honest truth. And today, it's about weight, it's about the scale, it's about being honest with people. And let me tell you something, I've told you this before, I use the scale as an instrument. I use it just like when I'm driving my car, I need certain instruments and gauges, and I like to see how much gas I have left in the car. I like to see what the engine temperature is so I know I'm not overheating. I like to see the speed I'm driving. I like to see the RPM I'm driving, if I'm in especially if I'm in a manual, you know, stick shift car. I like to see the RPM. So the scale is just like that. It's another instrument. The scale is a valuable instrument that I use practically every single day. And when I see, if and when I see the pounds creeping up a little bit on me, I know I use the scale as a very valuable instrument. I know to back off on something, whether I'm eating a little too much or maybe even eating the wrong thing. I know I use the scale as an instrument, as a guide to back off a little bit. And it's worked for me for many, many, many years. So for again, for somebody to say, don't worry about the scale. Now, I know there are schools of thought out there. People say, don't even weigh yourself. Just do what's best. Eat your best food. Exercise and don't weigh yourself. Well, I disagree because you're going to become too obsessed with the number. And I can see their point. I can see their point, but having done it the other way, having used the scale as an instrument that gives me information about my body for many, many, many years. And these days I've got one that's hooked up online, so it records all the vital, not only my weight, but my percent body fat and my BMI. It records all that. And I can go to an app and check that. I can see how I'm doing over years. So I think it's a really, really valuable instrument. I really do. And I know you're going to ask me what scale I use, what scale hooks up to the internet. And I'm not in front of it right now because I'm not home. I think it's called Y-Things. I think it's Y-Things. I think it's called Y-Things. If you Google that, and if I'm wrong, we'll make sure we get the right one put up on the show notes. So Danielle is my trusty assistant who listens to every single episode I record because she is the one that transcribes and we put up show notes every week on davidmaddow.com, davidmaddow.com. So Danielle, check with me and we'll make sure we get the exact information of the scale that I use. I've been using it for many years. I got it as a birthday gift quite some time ago, and it's one of the most valuable instruments I've ever received. So I actually thank my daughter and son-in-law for giving that to me a long time ago because it's a really cool gift. So think about that. If you have to get somebody a gift, get them a Y-Things scale, if that's the right name. Again, we'll check on that. So I've drifted and morphed and segued into many different topics here, but the theme of this podcast, the theme of this episode is your weight, using the scale properly, and also calling it like it is, saying it like it is, and not giving everybody a trophy. Look, if you're screwing something up in your life, you need to know it. Somebody needs to be blunt with you. If not, it could be an enabling situation. And not just your weight, not just that, but you know, anything you're doing. If you've got something going, like I know there are people that have spouses that are alcoholics or drug addicts, and they just keep enabling them, and they say, oh, everything's fine, you're going to be okay. But it's not okay. You need help if that's the case. Let's not sugarcoat it, people. Tell it like it is. Am I ranting today too much? Do you think I'm ranting? Do you think I'm just going crazy? I'm in a weird mood. I just see so much craziness in this world today. So it's driving me crazy. I mean, I do a Periscope broadcast and I'm trying to talk about a serious topic and somebody comes on and asks me if I speak Russian. I mean, people try to like trip me up these days. They try to distract me. And they're not going to do it. I'm not going to let it happen. But it's funny. As I'm out here on the streets of Manhattan, I'm looking. A lot of people are walking by. There are a ton of people out here. I'm kind of down towards the financial district. And I'm seeing people that are all different kind of shapes and different kind of builds. I see a couple right now that's walking by me. They're not in earshot, so don't worry. They can't hear me. But they're both really heavy. They're both really heavy, and I'm guessing they don't get enough exercise, and I'm guessing they're eating a lot of processed junk food, probably a lot of meat, a lot of heavy protein, stuff like that, and it's making them fat. And I feel bad for them. They look like really nice people, and I'm not judging them. They're probably great people, but unfortunately, these people are going to be more prone to disease as they get older. There's just no question about it. Now, I'm looking at somebody walking a dog who's walking by me who's very thin. Looks like he's in really good shape. And again, if I had to play the odds, if I was a betting man, I would say that he's going to live a longer, healthier life than the couple that walked by that they were really fat. That's just the way it is. Love me or hate me. Hey, I'm just being honest, guys and gals, not to diss anybody here. So that's okay. I'm going to pretty much end this today because I think I've said what I had to say. I'm not going to keep harping on it. I think you got my message for today. Let me just tell you one more thing before I leave you. I love you. I appreciate you as a listener. I really do. Again, no matter how you're doing, as long as you're trying something, I love you. Even if you're not trying, I still love you because you're still a good person. But let's do the best we possibly can. Again, I went vegan. I went vegan quite some time ago. It's the best thing that I could ever do for myself and for the animals and for the planet. You know, but everybody does things on their own time frame. And so maybe you're not there yet. Maybe you're doing the best you can. I will say, just keep doing the best you can. And if you like what you hear, if you like my podcast, the Dave Matter Lifestyle Show, please share it with a friend. Share it with a friend or a family member, somebody you think could use the guidance, the fun, the help, the comedy. We throw it all in here. We just have fun for about 20 minutes once a week. Every single Monday, a new episode comes out. So, wow, having said all that, I'm going to catch my breath. I'm going to let you go. And I cannot wait. That's true. I cannot wait to see you next week because I've got a great one, a great episode that I know you're going to love coming up next week. Every single Monday morning, a brand new one comes out. Until next time, hey, I'm Dr. Dave, Mr. Vegan. See you then.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.